We continue our reading of the second letter of the Apostle Peter in chapter 1. I actually left off at verse 12 last time, and we'll begin at verse 13, and we'll go to the end of the chapter. It's a very significant passage. He begins by telling us why the apostles wrote down their writings that are the New Testament. While they lived, they gave a testimony as eyewitnesses of Jesus, but he says, I'm aware that I'm not going to be here that long. I'm putting off my body soon. And so they wrote their testimony, their apostolic witness in the New Testament. Now, you say, what qualifies them to do so? Well, he points out that he, as the others, were eyewitnesses of Jesus, and he refers to the transfiguration when Jesus went atop the mountain and his divine radiance was shown to him. They saw him in all his glory. They were the apostles called by Christ, therefore, to bear testimony to him. But then he makes the most remarkable statement that we should take to heart about the Bible, because we would think, wouldn't that have been great? You know, if I had a privilege like that, I'd be a real Christian. I'd have strength. I'd be a more godly person. I'd be more fervent. If I was actually there and received that kind of revelation, Peter argues that the written word is actually a superior form of revelation than even to have been on the Mount of Transfiguration. We have something more sure, he says, the prophetic word. And then in understatement, he says, to which you do well to give attention. And then at the end, he gives a great statement of what the inspiration of Scripture means. He says, the prophetic word, that's the Old and New Testament, does not originate in the will of men, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. It was men who wrote the Bible, but it was God's message. It was the Holy Spirit who superintended it supernaturally so that we have more sure the very word of God. Well, let me begin in verse 13. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Peter says, I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.